You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Seattle Mariners are rolling. There's really no other way to describe it. They are 21-13 as of this recording, first place in the American League West, and good times are happening in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm Allison Footer, here with Greg Johns to talk about all of that. And Greg, I don't know where to start. When I was trying to figure out, I started making my notes a few days ago. So Robinson Cano was recently named Player of the Week. And so let's start there. He hit five. I know it's been a few days, but a 5.16 average during that time, 16 hits and 31 at bats. I mean, just insane. And so I guess we should start with him if we're going to talk about what is going right with this team. He certainly is holding up his end of the bargain.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of what they've done starts with Robinson, and he's been as good as you could be for the first 6 weeks of the season. And the fun thing is that the contrast, I guess, with last year's start is just so stark that I think people forgot how good a baseball player Robinson Cano is, and he's certainly showing it now, and it's made a huge difference. I mean, he's a difference maker, and everybody knew it. But when you kind of see it playing out in the field, you're reminded, just how good he can be and how, when he's on a roll like this, what it means to a team. So it hasn't been just Robinson Cano, and that's why they're winning. But he's certainly been everything they would want from him. He's leading baseball in RBIs. He's leading the American League in home runs, and been hot as heck with the average recently as well. And he went from, I think, 236 up to about 305 in the span of a week, and that's a pretty good week. It's early, but to make that big a jump early just tells you how good he was. And clutch hits, big hits, just kind of carrying things, and it's been fun to see. And defensively as well, Allison. I mean, he's just feeling good, moving around, and people, I think, forget what a good defensive player he is, and he makes things so easy. But he's one of the better second basemen in the league, and they've been really good defensively up the middle, and that's been a big thing, too, with Ketel Marte at short and Leonis Martin in center and Chris Iannetta behind the plate. A big factor as well that people aren't talking about a lot, but he's a big part of that as well. So just he's a good ball player and definitely off to a great start.
Yeah. When Chris Iannetta hit that walk-off home run in the 11th inning, so the Mariners sweep the Rays with that home run, you have to start thinking they have to start feeling like maybe – There's nothing that they can't do. There's no lead that they can't or deficit that they can't overcome. Just everything. When things fall into place, it's amazing how contagious that can be.
It is it's a fun feeling, and you get it once in a while with the team. And I've seen it. I remember Baltimore a couple of years ago. It's just they got in a close game, and boom, something happened right. It harkens back to the Mariners, honestly, in '95 when at the end of the year when just. Just different guys that step up different days, and so this is early this season with Seattle, and it's been a while since a team has felt like this in the Pacific Northwest, where just things are feel right, as you say, and Dejo Lee, a couple home runs, they come back from an 8-4 deficit to win in Oakland, and Ketel Marte with an unbelievable game the other day, and three-run homer to win, and he's not even a power guy. He'd had a great game up to that point with his speed, and then all of a sudden he comes up and cracks a three-run homer, and Iannetta with a walk-off last night. We just keep seeing different guys stepping up in different ways, and then Cano kind of doing it all the time, and Seager heating up now. So, yeah, they've got different guys stepping up, and that's when you become a good ball club, and they have. I mean, they're I think, 5-1 in extra inning games, and just kind of doing the things you'd hope for. Keep winning series like we've talked about and finding ways to do it. And it all adds up to a first-place ball club.
When you were looking at this team during the spring training, I remember being at Mariners camp. It looked like there were a lot of decent parts. I mean, they added some pieces that were going to help them. We're still very early, so anything can happen over the course of the season. But I didn't get the general feeling, just from the writers, broadcasters, that this was sort of where they thought things were going to go, that the Mariners were going to, catch fire and really come together that easily, or that the talent level was there so much that this was going to happen. I mean, did you have that feeling coming out of spring training, like this could be a special team?
No. Everybody thought that last year. Last year was going to be the year that everything fell together, and people were picking them to be the World Series contender a year ago. They were kind of the chic pick to be the pick last year for early in the season, and I think largely because of that, people backed off them this year, and Poto made a lot of moves to make a team more of a team around the big guys. You know, last year they had those big guys with Cruz and Cano and Seager and Felix, but didn't really have the base below that. And DePoto said, "Hey, we got to raise the floor around those guys." And you know, that's not a it's not quite as spectacular when you look at it. It doesn't seem that dramatic, but when you add it all up, that's how you win games. You know, have 1 through 9, and the lineup, and a rotation that's, you know, 1 through 5 have been very, very good. You know, that is how you play winning ball, and maybe we all slept on that and kind of didn't catch on and how good the pieces were. But you know, that's why they're a great story. I mean, you get surprises around baseball, and the White Sox are doing it, and you know, the Orioles off to a good start, and the Mariners, one of those teams that are just playing good ball early. Did we see it coming? No, I thought they'd be a playoff contender. I didn't see them racing out and jumping in the lead and in the division and making things this fun this early. But that is why it's a great story.
So the last time I was really paying attention, as in like watching these games, the Mariners were in Houston, where I live. And Taijuan Walker, he left to start with a sore neck, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, but then he came back and he had a pretty good outing. So he got through 5 innings in his most recent outing with like 2 hits and 8 strikeouts, and then he gave up a grand slam that tied it up at 4. But overall, they're not too worried about him, right? I mean, that seemed to be just maybe a little blip, and he's okay.
Not at all. Yeah, no, Taijuan, it was spectacular, honestly. To that point, as you said, he was mowing down the Rays. Is as good as he's looked all year, and he's been very, very good. He's a dominant type pitcher when he gets rolling, and he was rolling. And it's interesting. He'd pitched up to that point. He's got a 4-0 lead going into the sixth inning with things looking great. He'd pitched 37 innings to that point in the season with 3 walks. Allison, he winds up walking 3 guys in this next inning. And, you know, he just kind of got out of sync, started trying to pick a little too fine, started worrying about things, loads the bases, first pitch curveball, trying to get over to Corey Dickerson. The guy puts it out of the park, and suddenly you go from having the best start of your year to 4-4 tie, and things all of a sudden, it's not quite as pretty. But and that's what this team has been different. Instead of going, "Oh, here we go," they come back, and bullpen comes in, shuts things down, and they end up winning it with a walk up by Iannetta. So, as Taijuan himself says, the great thing about this team is they just seem to be picking each other up in ways like that. One guy, stubs his toe, and somebody else comes in and does it. And interestingly, they did that without Steve Cishek, their closer, who's been so dominant. He was unavailable last night, so they kind of had to piece things together with some other guys. And as Steve Johnson steps up, a guy they just brought up from AAA a week ago, and he comes in and gets the win. And they got Nick Vincent, the guy they picked up right before the season, pitching a key role and doing things in the bullpen. And guys that you talk about not seeing this coming. I mean, these are guys that weren't even on the club, in spring training, and they're playing key roles. So, that's kind of another part of the fun part of it.
Yeah, the one thing you never hear is that a team is winning despite a bad bullpen. It just doesn't work that way. The bullpen has to be good, and the Mariners have one of the lowest ERAs in the majors in their bullpen. It's not the lowest, so good for them. Okay, well, this is fun, Greg. Thank you so much. I like talking about winning baseball teams. So hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. If they stay on a roll, we'll keep enjoying it here in Seattle, that's for sure.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.